Okay, Tov, Hodul Adonai Ki Tov, Hile Olam Chastov. It's been an epic couple of weeks from having a baby to a Brit Milah to COVID. It's been a wonderful experience. I recommend it for everybody. It's totally worth it. Baruch Hashem, it's the best time to have COVID. My wife is off so she can watch the kids. And okay, whatever, it's fine. Figured it out. But the funny thing is that I realized on Sunday after the Brit Milah that my wife did not recite Birkat HaGomel at the Brit Milah. So she had to see Birkat HaGomel. Luckily, I fell apart Sunday, and I got COVID. I realized over the next couple of days, this is COVID. And I'm like, okay, perfect. When I get over this, I'll say Birkat HaGomel. My wife will be there. It'll be even more tzanua this way, because she'll just say amen instead of having to do it in front of all of you guys. Isn't that the best? Right? It's perfect. So then she got COVID. So when I finished it, she got it. So the wonderful thing is that this is a reminder of a great halacha, that when it comes to Birkat HaGomel, we have three shitot of what kind of chole a person has to be in order to, when he recovers, Baruch Hashem, to recite Birkat HaGomel. What are the three categories of cholim in the Torah? Think about Hilchot Shabbat. What are the three categories of chole on Hilchot Shabbat? Chole she'en bo sakana, yesh bo sakana. And what's number three? Bikoach nefesh is yesh bo sakana. Yesh bo sakana means his life is in danger. En bo sakana means he's bedridden. He has a fever. He's unable to function. But there's a third one, right? I mean, chush be'alma, he has a headache, but he's going to shul. He would have gone to work today. He would have gone to class. He has a headache. He has a michush be'alma. Which one do you recite Birkat HaGomel on? Obviously, it's a three-way machloket, right? So no one accepts the michush be'alma one. You get a headache, it's not asher yatzar. You don't say HaGomel just like that. But it's machloket between Maran and the Rama, whether it requires yesh bo sakana or even ein bo sakana. The Rama says that it has to be yesh bo sakana. If you literally life-threatening situation, in order to recite Birkat HaGomel when one fully recovers. Whereas for Maran and for the Sefaradim, there's no question about it, there's no machloket, so 100% the minhag, that you recite even on an ein bo sakana. What does that mean? Every 5 weeks I'm saying Birkat HaGomel? Listen, whenever you drink a cup of water, you say Sheakol, right? Why wouldn't you recite a Berachah? Whenever you get an Eliyah, you say a Berachah, nachon? Okay, tov. So you have to say a Berachah, thank Hashem. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a great line. According to Rav Moshe, that you recite a Berachah every time you get on a plane, because had you removed the plane's floor, you would have fallen and died. Says Rav Moshe, every time you get on a plane, you have to recite a HaGomel. So Rav Moshe says, you're going to tell me that I'm making you say HaGomel so many times? It's no worse than Asher Yatzar. You go to the bathroom, you say a Berachah. Oh, I went again, so you say another one. What's the big deal? Thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the nisim and niflaot that he does to save us. HaGomel HaChayavim Tovot, Shigolanu Kol Tov. I'm not being able to say the Berachah with that. I'm saving it right now. But even though I could say it right now in front of everybody, it's still more tzanu. I'll wait a couple of days on Shabbat. My wife will be here, and I'll be able to be motzi here, which is always very strange. Because when oftentimes, if you guys notice, there are two types of people who say Birkat HaGomel on Shabbat at Mincha. There's the guys who didn't make it to Shacharit, and for some reason they didn't say it the day before on Thursday, and they didn't say it on Monday, and they're only here on Shabbat for some reason. That's one kind of guy. Nachon? You all know what I'm talking about. It's not Musar to anybody. It's just an observation. The other kind of guy is me. Because I have a wife and kids, so my wife cannot come here for Shacharit during the week. She can't come for Shacharit on Shabbat. The only time she might make it to shul is Mincha on Shabbat when the kids are like going crazy over there in the morgue lounge. And that's when I'm going to say Birkat HaGomel. Oh, I was here this morning. Oh, I was here Thursday morning. Oh, I was here Monday morning. Okay, I was waiting to be motzi my wife in a way that was more tzanua. So now you guys know the secret. Whenever you see an avreich, I've seen this so many times around. Whenever you see one of the avreichim saying HaGomel at Mincha, you can look at the women's section or outside and you'll notice that his wife is out there too. These are the secrets that guys do to make their wives happy when their wives don't want to say HaGomel in front of 100 adolescent young men. Okay, Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen, amen.